Where do you start every day? I mean, you look around. If you could see my desk here, I mean, there are stories stacked on top of stories and so many different things going on. And on any given day, there are six different things here that would be a lead story because of all the things going on inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C. And it's hard to keep track of all of it because there are subpoenas flying around and accusations and finger pointing. Meanwhile, we've got trade deal negotiations. We've got trouble with Iran. You know, we've got international relations, not to mention the chaos at the southern border. Here to help us sort it out is Congressman Bill Heisinger. He's from Michigan's 2nd Congressional District. Congressman, welcome back.
Hey, good to be with you. And quite honestly, my head's spinning as much as everybody else's with everything from tariffs and tax returns and, you know, as you point out, international challenges. So there's a lot happening.
There is, you know, and we at least can turn off the television or do something different for a while. You are a member of Congress. I mean, you can turn your back on it for a few minutes, but man, you're right in the mix of it every day.
Yeah, that is very true. That is why I watch the NFL Network or Golf Channel at night or Shark Tank.
Yeah.
At some point, you got to shut your brain down. But there is a lot going on. It's what I love about the job. Because it is everything, you know, it's nuclear proliferation on the Korean Peninsula,
sure.
The European bond markets, the power plants, and healthcare. But
well, let's go through some of these things. Let's go through some of these things, Congressman Bill Heisinger, for those of you just joining us from Michigan's 2nd Congressional District. Don McGahn, White House counsel, not appearing today. And, of course, Gerald Nadler going absolutely bananas over this. It's the latest outrage for the Democrats. But McGahn and the DOJ saying, listen, he can't come in and talk about what he did as a job. And put this into the larger context. I mean, the Democrats said they're going to send out a cannon shot of subpoenas. They've done that. You've got subpoenas flying everywhere. The attorney general held in contempt for doing his job and not turning over something that would be a felony. What are the Democrats really up to in your estimation?
Well, Jerry Nadler and a lot of his colleagues went bananas that Wednesday morning after the election in 2016. And they lost their collective minds then, and they haven't gained them back. And they're looking to do anything and everything that they possibly can to damage the president, and that's really what it's all about. And if you look, you know, these guys have been there long enough, and I was actually a junior staffer at the time when Bill Clinton got impeached, and you look at what they were saying then, you look at what they're saying now, and it's completely different stories.
Yeah, but, it certainly is. You know, and I look at the ruling by a judge appointed by Barack Obama here yesterday saying that they, the Democrats, are entitled to see Donald Trump's financial records, personal, professional, going back to at least 2011. And based on what he wrote, heck, they could go back to the time that Donald Trump was in junior high school and it would all be permissible. We know that's not right. We know that's not what it was designed to do. It's not designed to go through and destroy people, because if it were allowed to stand the way it is, nobody that's ever been in business or been successful would ever run for public office. Why would you? If they can go back and say, hey, you didn't announce until 2015, but we're going to go back to 2011 and start there. If we don't like that, we'll go back to 2005. It never ends.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. And look, we all have to fill out financial disclosure forms and all those things. It's been tradition to do tax returns, but not personal business tax returns. I mean, that's crossing a new Rubicon. But like I said, they will go anywhere and do anything take down this president.
It's incredible. They said he couldn't win. Then they said he couldn't be reelected. But apparently they're a little afraid of him, because why would they spend so much time, energy, and resources trying to get there? But there are important things going on.
I'm sorry, but have you seen what's happening on the other side? I mean, what are they at, like 47 people now running for president? Of course they're scared. Yeah,
it's a herd.
That, you know, they can't get their act together, and that spells good things for the country, not because of the person, but because the policies that are happening coming out of the White House are absolutely the right direction to go economically.
Clearly.
As well as foreign policy.
Yeah, you know, the Democrats running for president make what happened at the Kentucky Derby look like a nice, you know, little trot in the park is what it makes it look like, to say the least. Let's talk about some important things that affect the key states in this upcoming election, the same states that were key before. Your state of Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Ohio, these Rust Belt states, and nothing more important to these northern tier manufacturing states than the USMCA, which by most analysis and things that I have read is a really good deal. It's not perfect, but it moves things well forward. At a time when we were told Donald Trump could never renegotiate NAFTA, he did it, and yet the Democrats are standing in the way of allowing it to go into effect. What's going on?
You summed it up. They're standing in the way of it going forward because they don't want to allow this president to have a win. And so it's between manufacturing and agriculture. This is huge for Michigan. And look, we know that there is a common opponent in China. But between especially Canada, you look at the trading partnership that we have had there. We have an integrated supply chain system that has parts crossing the border multiple, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 times sometimes, back and forth for automotive parts, whether it's office furniture, whether it's other manufacturing. And this is an important agreement to have. So that we can have economic prosperity happening here in the United States, in North America. And this is a very positive thing. So I'm looking forward to seeing all those details. We need to get a vote on the House floor. Of course, Pelosi et al. Are now suddenly coming up with more reasons why they can't support it.
Sure.
And at the end of the day, the question has to be, is this good for the American worker? And is this good for the American taxpayer? And I think the answer to both of those things is yes.
It's not perfect. There are things that you would like to be a little bit different, but there's compromise in there. But it worked, and it worked well. And again, the president able to put together a deal that critics said could never happen, and it happened. And the only reason it's not happening is because of political gamesmanship. Real quickly on tariffs. Tariffs impacting farmers, the agricultural industry in Michigan, significant where you're from, as you well know. What about these tariffs? Good idea, bad idea? We've got about 30 seconds on this one.
Yeah, you know, especially steel and aluminum for manufacturing. That was why it was extremely important, because of this integrated supply chain, to figure that out with Canada and Mexico. The bigger issue is China, and that is not solved yet. The president's going to continue to play very strong on this, and he should. We all know that China has been a problem, intellectual property and other things. We need to make sure that when they violate the agreement, that there are actual teeth in it. And I'm glad the president's doing that. We just need resolution quickly. And that's one of the things I had told him when he had visited Grand Rapids a few weeks ago. Biggest thing we now need is resolution. Let's allow these businesses
get it wrapped up. Yeah,
have a path forward.
All right. So I've only got about 30 seconds here, and it's the question you don't want, but I can't help myself. And quite simply, that's this: what in the world is up with Justin Amash?
That is a good question. You know, each congressman and woman has to go and explain themselves to their electorate. He's got a very different conclusion from reading the Mueller report than I do.
And everybody else,
and the president have been at it for a long time.
You got that right. Congressman Bill Heisinger, I wish we had more time. Always do. Great insight. Appreciate you being here. As always, back to the Golf Channel.
You got it. Thanks, Steve.
There you go. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Mom, not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council. Hey, parents! Finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.